The Chronicle of Philanthropy reports more than $670 million have poured into charities to help victims of the terrorist attacks. Now, restaurants around the country are planning a benefit for their colleagues at Windows on the World. That was the restaurant at the top of the World Trade Center. 79 people who worked there were killed. NPR's John Burnett reports.
No one escaped from Windows on the World after the hijacked jetliner struck just below the restaurant, perched on the 107th floor of Tower 1. The building collapse wiped out the morning setup crew, from banquet captains to wine stewards to dishwashers. Today, Windows and the other estimated 24 chain restaurants, corporate cafeterias, and kiosks that were in the World Trade Center complex are the focus of an unprecedented outpouring of solidarity from the food service industry. On October 11th, several thousand restaurants around the country will donate a portion of that night's proceeds to help the survivors and the victims' families. Of all those directly affected by the disaster, restaurant workers are among the neediest, says Glenn Vogt, general manager of Windows on the World.
Just the other day, a woman who was married to one of our cooks in the kitchen was able to go to the Red Cross, and she had 5 children, and was able to get 3 months' worth of rent and living expenses. In many cases, as you know, these people that we lost were the sole providers of their family. And right now, their families are really lost and just looking for direction.
The benefit began when a few New York chefs decided to donate a portion of their profits on a certain night. Each chef contacted 3 other chefs, who contacted 3 others. With the help of the internet, the network expanded exponentially across the country and into Canada, Australia, and Europe. Tom Valenti is the chef owner of the West Restaurant in Manhattan, which helped organize the culinary benefit.
So it's not unlike a Super Bowl in a very small room that you throw very hard against the wall. It's just rebounding everywhere.
Some of the donations will go to a recently formed nonprofit group called Windows of Hope. It will provide immediate aid to the families, as well as longer-term assistance, possibly scholarship funds for the children. A second network of restaurants under the name Dine for America is raising money that same night for the American Red Cross Disaster Relief Fund. And the New York Restaurant Workers Union Local 100 has started up a separate relief fund. One of the more than 2,000 cafes participating is Pacioni's Pizzeria in Mount Vernon, Washington. Chef co-owner Andrew Glocker says the restaurant business is a community, both nationally and locally.
If I need a pound of basil or something, you know, I go over there and go, hey, you know, can you spare a pound of basil? I'll pay you back next week. Or, you know, some other, like a French restaurant will come in here and they'll, gosh, can you spare some rosemary? I'm sure, you know, here's some rosemary. We take care of our own in that sense. And this is what I can do immediately for people in my industry because of this incredible tragedy, shocking tragedy that happened.
The importance of this giving from anonymous restaurant owners thousands of miles away goes far beyond the cash value of donations. Windows manager Glenn Vogt says simply, "This is what keeps us going day by day." John Burnett, NPR News.